Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE Engine's immersive physics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield-wielding fighter to the illusion-conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world, literally. Oh, and did I mention the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while your dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs or raging waters. Visit dragonsdogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's dragonsdogma.com to learn more.
This is a Rooster Teeth production.
All right, and to set us off...
You didn't start.
Yeah, no, I already started. To celebrate, you gotta hit record.
You can't start before three, Jeff.
I've been recording for... It is three.
Are we recording?
301.
But if you're saying you started before I got there, that's invalid minutes.
I got a parallel. Oh, man. Andrew, I got a Emmanuel Mudiay parallel.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a silver mojo, maybe. I don't know.
Out of what number?
Did you start?
I don't know. It's not numbered, unfortunately. Yeah, we started. We started.
We did start. We talked before you were here, Gavin. Jeff got a pack of basketball cards. He didn't know if he should open them on the show or not, so he decided he'd open them and react if he got a card he liked. And I guess this was
like as we're going
yeah.
through.
I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of pre-3 o'clock minutes. Not a fan of them.
Well, we weren't. What do you mean, not a fan of them? We were just hanging out talking. We weren't recording.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't podcasting.
So you didn't start.
I was recording, but that's because I'm always recording.
Yeah. We weren't recording. I mean, I was recording, but...
I didn't consider it to be a part of the show.
No. We just talked basketball.
Yeah, we were talking
cards,
how
towels.
Disappointing the Celtics are. I got a fucking gold parallel.
Is this the podcast?
Derek Favors.
Yeah.
Gross.
Where did it start?
When you joined. I don't feel like we can have this talk again. I feel like we've had this conversation.
That's why I think we should hard cut start now.
Hello and welcome to the Face Podcast episode 38. I got a Joel Embiid from a second year card.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Jess is going to read every card is what this is
turning
into.
I'm not
going to
read every card. I'm just going to read the ones that are worthless reading. So far, none of them.
Read all of them.
Who are you, Jeff?
I'm a guy with a, I'll tell you who I am. I'm a guy. I'm a guy who, put the wrong sock on the right foot this morning and didn't give a shit because I'm still living on cloud nine. I'm a guy who only has one toilet, but I don't have a hole in my yard anymore. I'm that guy. I'm a guy who's making incremental improvements in his life and is feeling pretty good about it. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to tackle these. One at a time. We need to. So last episode we recorded, you revealed your sock thing.
Yeah.
You're done with socks. You spent 20 minutes talking about how you don't want to think about a sock for the rest of your life. You don't care. Don't give a fuck at all about socks.
Correct.
The very next day, our merch channel on Slack said, hey, remember these two left socks? Do we still want to make them? And you literally spent all of the previous recording saying, I don't give a fuck about socks. And you replied, absolutely.
He was like,
well,
that got shown a sock-shaped bone.
It's still a good product. Dude, I gotta...
Yeah, but you don't give a fuck about the socks. Like,
so
what
I'm
mean?
Confused about these socks. Are we selling two left socks? Or are we selling a left and a right sock that both say left?
We're selling a left and a right sock that both say left.
Okay.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They're left right socks? They're not just standard socks that aren't...
Well, what fun would that be?
That's just confusing.
I know.
That's not even what you're dealing with.
You just described my life.
That's not what you're dealing with. No, you just are incapable of wearing socks. Ooh, that's not the same problem.
I got an Evan Fournier prism. Gross.
That's not worth mentioning.
Not at all.
Nobody's excited about Evan Fournier.
I know. I got an Al Jefferson parallel. God damn, dude.
Congratulations. I don't... You're more enthused about these cards than you are the socks, but you want them to make socks.
We get to talk like once a week, sometimes once every 2 weeks, and you're just like looking down at your cards.
I'm talking. I'm on my last pack. Yes. I'm on my last pack. Don't worry.
Okay.
Wow. Blazing.
Anyway, I take notes. So I got all kinds of stuff I want to talk about this week.
Oh, shit.
Great. I have a few things too. How do we want to do this? Do we do the bats immediately?
Have we discussed on here how I get nervous before these now?
Yes. You mentioned it last week, actually.
But I think that was not in the recording.
You've mentioned it before.
I think actually might be. Oh, okay. I don't know.
I can't sleep before these. I don't know what's happened. Thursdays, I'm nervous.
I love it.
What is there to be nervous about? Jeff is opening card packs and talking about how he wants socks. This is so low
Andrew's
stakes.
Andrew's mad that we're selling socks.
I'm not mad. I just thought it was insane that you spent an entire episode talking about how you don't give a fuck about socks, and then one day later you're like, make the socks.
Well, yeah, I still want the socks.
I feel like I lived with you for how many years? Five? I don't know.
A long time.
I don't think you mentioned socks a single time.
I didn't. Well, a couple reasons for that. One, I didn't have this problem back then, and two, I hadn't experienced the sock revolution yet. I don't think. I think that was after you moved out.
I was listening to the one we did where you had that terrible suggestion, and I didn't realize it at the time we were recording. But you, Jeff, you were like, "All right, Roadmaster 74 has the ultimate suggestion." Roadmaster 74. I'm going to mention your name a lot. Anyway, what Roadmaster 4 said, and then you immediately got his name wrong before doing the suggestion. It was unbelievable that A, you did that, and B, neither of us, Andrew, didn't even register.
He peppered us with so many that it was tough to keep track of. It was like endless. It all kind of blended together.
Ridiculous.
It's a great strategy.
I might be brilliant. That might have been on purpose. It wasn't.
What are we starting with then?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah, are we doing bat? Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you this. I could be upset because guess what's fixed?
Guess what's fixed?
Okay, well, you fixed your sock problem.
Yeah, I believe
your shelves are done.
The pipes under my house, I'll answer it for you. The pipes under my house are fixed.
Okay.
Oh. I got up one morning and I went outside at like 9 in the morning and guys were leaving and it was gone. It was like the hole in my yard had never been there. The 5-foot tall pile of dirt that was 10, 12 feet long that was wrapped up in fucking like plastic, gone. It looks like my fear of them destroying the very fancy yard that we had put in, totally, it's like they were never here. Totally, totally gone. It's like it never happened. Engineer came, inspectors came, permit guy came. They got it all done. I wasn't even around. It was just gone. Guy says, okay, yeah, you're good. Now I just got to put the toilet back together. And I said, okay, cool. He was like, I'll come by on whatever day. So he comes by on whatever day and he does some work behind it and he goes, okay, I sealed up all the stuff I had to seal up behind it. Now you just got to get somebody to come in and put the drywall back together and then I can come put your toilet back together. And I went, oh, right, you don't do drywall. And he's like, nope, but I'll come the day after you get the drywall done. I go, oh, okay, we're in fucking home stretch now. Called every drywall place in Austin. Can't even get anybody to come out and take a look at it for a week. So now I got a toilet that would work just fine, but he can't put it back together because I got no drywall. So I'm choosing to be happy about it though. I don't have a very visible hole. There's no giant tunnel, a la Hogan's Heroes under my house anymore. I still down to one toilet, but you wouldn't know it from the outside.
So was it a smaller job than they initially envisioned?
Yes,
that's good.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's great.
It was a lot of good news under that house. A lot of good news. Turns out the kitchen pipes that they were worried about needing to replace because they're cast iron, somebody already took care of it about 10 years ago or a few years ago. They put They put a bladder inside of it and then inflated it, which then extends the life of the pipes for like ever. And so I need to get it sprayed out every 10 years with like a high pressure thing, because there's a couple places where water could pool very slowly. But about every decade, I got to get that done. And that's it. Other than that, I'm good.
Wow. Yeah. So this problem is solved.
I mean,
your toilet will eventually work. Everything's sort of done.
Next week, somebody will come out and they will look at the drywall and they'll make an estimation. And then they'll probably tell me it'll be a week or so before they can get a crew out here. And then they'll come out and then they'll drywall. And then the guy will come out and put the toilet back in. So at the end of the day, I'll probably still be down a toilet for a good 2 months, you know? I'm 5 weeks in at this point of being down a toilet, so I don't know why I wouldn't continue.
So how many do you have left?
How many toilets do I have left?
Yeah.
Just one. I'm a two toilet house.
Okay. So everyone's sharing the same bog?
Everybody's sharing the bathroom in my bedroom. So like,
well, I guess Emily's shitting in the yard. She doesn't use toilets.
Yeah, well, Emily shits in the yard, but like it's annoying for Millie, cuz it's like if she has to go to the bathroom at 1 in the morning, she's got to come into my bedroom and go through the bathroom to get in the bathroom. You know, so I think, yeah.
How often do you get up to pee in the night?
Me?
Yeah.
Every 6 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. At least every
that bad.
I probably pee 30 to 400 times a night.
Do you actually get up every single Jesus. Night to pee?
Yeah. It happens at my age. I probably get up. I get up 1 to 3 times a night.
Is that like a prostate thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't.
How about you, Gavin?
I'm okay with it.
I feel like it's coming in slowly. Like, I need to pee like an hour before I wake up every day.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's the worst, because then it's like hard to get back to bed.
It's almost not worth it.
That's where you have to walk with your eyes closed.
Because I'll look at my calendar and be like, ah, well, I've got to do this in like 90 minutes. Am I really going to go back to sleep? No.
Or am I going to lay here and try to sleep through having to pee and get bad sleep? No. It's an unwinnable situation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
It's not great.
So, Andrew, hopefully you don't have those mid-sleep piss problems yet.
No, I had, you know, I went through, it was weird. I had like 2 weeks where I had to wake up consistently at like 3 a.m. to pee, and then it never happened again. I was really depressed about it. I was like, I guess this is life now. Then just went
away.
Were
you just chugging too much liquid before bed?
I guess so, yeah. I like to drink a lot of water, so maybe I was just pushing it a little too hard at that time. But yeah, it was like a thing where I thought, fuck, this is this life now? I have to get up at 3 a.m. to pee.
Yeah, it will be.
This is 2 weeks.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Gavin, about our friend Andrew, since we're talking about Andrew and this problem. If Andrew came to us and said, I've been having this problem, let's say like it's a year or two down the road, we've forgotten about this conversation. We're just a regular face. And he's like, I've been having this problem, but I came up with a really unique solution for it. I've been having to get up and pee in the middle of the night. Which I don't like to do, because I'd have to turn the lights on and then that alerts my neighbors, or it sets my smoke alarm off, or it trips a breaker and shoots hot dogs across the room. Or for whatever reason, he doesn't want to get up in the middle of the night. So he's come up with a creative solution. A, if he said, I just wear a diaper to bed every night and then I don't have to worry about it. Would you be surprised?
No, not at all. But I think too simple for Andrew. I think Andrew would have like a whole... at dick height in his mattress.
It would whatever his solution would be, it would involve like levers, I think, right? And rope. But I agree with you. I feel like we could totally see this as a plausible future scenario
because he hates to deal with. He hates to travel. He doesn't mind traveling when it comes to like switching countries and take the longest journey in the world. He hates traveling between rooms. And I feel like you would have a dick hole at penis height in your mattress, which on your mattress I think is up by the pillows, if I remember correctly, and you would just have like a tube that goes down to a bucket under the bed, and I think that would be a decent solution for you. I think you'd enjoy that.
Why wouldn't I just piss in the bucket? Why do I have a tube system?
Because that way you'll have turn, spray out, dude.
You don't just turn over on your front and just piss down the hole. You don't have to.
Oh, I got the hole in the mattress.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it'd probably be more like I just bought a urinal and throw it on my nightgown or whatever. That's, I think, would be the route I
guess
go.
There aren't any rules with where urinal. You can install a urinal. You just need the plumbing.
I would tape a funnel to my dick every night and then just have a tube going into the actual toilet. Like just running And then I would like staple it down or whatever. So then like you'd piss, it would just eventually work its way into your toilet. And then you just get up in the morning, shake a little bit, flush the toilet.
I think you'd have back flow.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. You just suck it out like you suck out a fucking gas out of a gas tank.
You're just like siphoning it out the next morning.
Siphon it quick before you get the pee in your mouth. You gotta be like,
does it just go to the toilet? How far is your bed to the toilet? How long are we talking for this?
From where I sleep to the into the toilet comfortably. Not you wouldn't want it to be taut, right? Because you wouldn't want to like roll over in your sleep and rip the whole thing down.
Or the dog walks around, trips on it.
Or like Arrow somehow has this ability to unplug my laptop within 4 seconds of me turning it on, no matter where she is, even if she's a fucking asleep. I would say probably 30 feet. 35 feet.
30
That's
feet?
Really far.
Are you fucking crazy? You have a 30, you're going 30 foot tube? You think this would work?
I don't know why. Why wouldn't it work?
I'm not sure I could
There's no
fill
way.
A tube with a 30 foot tube. That'd be like several pisses for me, I think.
Well, yeah. You'd have some room in the chamber in case you had a particularly wet sleep.
I really
sleep?
Like the idea of urinal on the wall right next to the bed, so you just have to tilt and aim and arc it into the... I think that's brilliant. Why don't people do that?
Because you're going to get spray everywhere. You're going to have like a little... You're going to have little dried up little yellow piss dots everywhere. It's gross.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to have some risk.
There's
no fun without a little risk.
That is fair. There does need to be risk. Anyway, Andrew, I'm looking forward to you aging because I'm excited to see the dumb shit you do to confront it. Oh, the dog found his squeaky toy. Excellent. Hope you guys are ready. Buckle in for the next 30 seconds to 4 hours, depending on how
Do you think you would lean towards a urinal in the room, a piss hole in the mattress, or some sort of levers and pulley system a la Wallace and Gromit that tilts you up in the air and forwards into a toilet that's at like the foot of the bed?
Oh, that's a tough call. I definitely wouldn't go diaper. Diaper just seems terrible. No interest in that. I would probably end up with some Rube Goldberg type device, I imagine. I think it would be the pulleys and levers would be my whole
set. I would think you'd...
Going off of history.
I would think you'd need to overcomplicate it. Why don't I... Here, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go take care of the situation. I'll be right back. You guys continue to talk.
Sure.
Do you have any new bedroom innovations, Andrew?
No, I don't have any new bedroom innovations. I will say, I think the bathtub being restricted to just the bathroom is, like, completely ridiculous. I think there should be more rooms with more tubs.
I feel like in, like, super old school rich mansions, there's always a bath in the bedroom.
There is, yeah. Yeah, I feel like those need to exist more. That's not really a personal bathroom innovation. I just think there should be more bathtubs.
I think there should be a bathtub that's bigger, wider than the bed, and the bed hangs above it. And then you could just lean down and just piss into the bath below your bed.
Why would you want to piss in your own bathtub? That's gross. You got to clean that shit up.
What if the bathtub has a flush like a toilet? It's like an all-in-one thing for liquid.
You're now taking baths in a giant toilet, is what you're saying.
Well, you don't shit
Why
in
is the bed suspended?
Oh, pee only in this toilet tub.
Yeah. Look, we've been stuck with bog tech for years, decades of no innovation. Since the bidet, I don't think there's been any revolutionary toilet increases in technology.
Squatty potty. People learn to put their feet up.
No, that's just getting back to what they used to do when people used to squat and shit in holes. That's a regression.
Sometimes you gotta go backwards to go forward.
I think I'd definitely make a device, for sure. That'd be overly complicated. Like, there was a time when I was super into the first Destiny, they did this event for, it was like a Valentine's Day, you had to play doubles, and you had a random chance of getting a certain type of ghost, and I was trying to collect everything in that game. And I played like 80 or 90 games, and that ghost would not drop. So I came up with this whole plan with a friend where I got a bunch of rope, and I got two bedroom fans, and I taped my controller to like an end table. And then I reformed. So on the Xbox, you can reconfigure your controller. So I made my left bumper be the jump, and then I rubber banded my left analog stick. So I was always running forward, and then I set one fan up so that it would rotate left and right, and it had a pen attached to it, and the pen would hit the bumper, so I jump. And then I taped the right trigger down, and there's a gun in that game that had infinite ammo, but it would use your health as bullets. So I was constantly killing myself, and then that would, it was based on, like, as an elimination game. So once you died, the other team won a point. So I was dying as quickly as possible, and I had to do all that to beat the AFK tracking on the game because I needed, like, multiple outputs. And it worked. My fan played, like, 300, 400 games of Destiny. I never got the ghost.
So that means a bunch of people were playing against someone just running in circles, shooting all their blood out and dropping dead over and over again.
Yeah, they probably never saw me for most of those games. I was just immediately dying in the spawn area. I ended up statistically in like the top 1% for suicides in Destiny. I was like top of the leaderboard. But I did this for several nights, and my fan played hundreds of games, and I never got the shell. And then I eventually talked to somebody from Bungie, and they just admitted it was bugged. I had no chance to get it.
So it's just...
That's tragic. The fans is genius, though.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do the same for Sea of Thieves recently, and it did not work. Their AFK was too good, but I had two different fans and, like, multiple analog sticks being moved.
You just have to transpose that to piss, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I'd find some sort of solution. I haven't looked in piss alternatives, but I'm sure I'd come up
with
something.
Do you still play Destiny?
No, I haven't.
I haven't played that game in a million years. I think since it went free-to-play, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know, sort of the pricing structure around some of the content in that game, kind of tough to follow.
Hey, what is that? Who's got a fire alarm?
The fire alarm?
That's
you got some desk dogs going?
Andrew, get out!
No, it's not safe. That's me. I think, like, there's a fire in the building?
Unplug my
alarm.
No, you should first check to see if there's a real fire, and then maybe then unplug.
Well, I don't, it's not, like, none of the alarms in my, that, you know what is really funny about that? That means that I literally, that means when I fucked up with the desk dogs, that means other people's alarms absolutely not. I have a phone call, I'll be back in a minute.
This is his life. This is, it's not a coincidence this is happening while we're filming. He's a magnet for this kind of stuff.
Ben Ernst is he's filling in on this recording because Eric couldn't be here, and I think Nick is still dead or something, and he just texted in the Discord, is this normal?
And
so my building might be on fire. I'm not exactly sure, but what are the odds that that's actually
I wouldn't gamble a life on it. I would sniff around, maybe.
I mean, the odds are pretty good considering the warning that it's on fire is been triggered. They're better than if you hadn't heard
that
alarm.
No, that's not true, because I feel so bad that I triggered the whole building with my desk docks.
Why do you think you wouldn't have triggered the whole building? Why would only one floor burn in a stacked building?
No. My space isn't actually part. We've been over this. I'm in my own space. I'm not actually part of the building.
Oh, right. They don't know where to deliver to.
Yeah, they always get lost, so.
I'm imagining, for some reason, the most fascinating thing about this podcast is picturing your living conditions.
I know.
I'm now imagining that they built, like, a skyscraper, but one of the floors, like, fell off the side, and they were like, just stick a roof on that. That'll be a separate part.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. Can you look out your window? Do you smell smoke? Is the door hot?
I don't smell smoke, but
do you smell
piss? No, I don't smell piss. I don't smell much anything, really.
Do you have COVID?
No, I don't think so. That'd be bad.
Is it a weird day to find out? You almost died in a house fire because you couldn't smell the smoke. Do you think that one of your neighbors was making desk dogs?
I don't think, honestly, I feel a little bit bad because I set the fire alarm off on Saturday for a second time.
Oh, what happened this time?
I was just trying to make some nice garlic bread. I felt like having a garlic bread night, and I did the risky move. I was cooking it on parchment paper, and I tried to move it from the middle rack to the top rack, get a little crisp going, little nice and toasty. And I brushed the paper on the oven and the paper lit on fire and had to get that out. I saved the bread, most important part of the story, but the alarm went off.
Are we meant to believe that you cooked garlic bread in an oven in a kitchen?
You didn't hook
it up to the Keurig or...
No, I didn't pull the Easy Bake out to get it going on my bed. I went to a real oven. And I can also use microwaves. I'm very advanced.
Did it feel weird to be in a kitchen and not your bedroom kitchen?
No, not at all. I cook in the kitchen a decent amount. The whole I never spend time in my kitchen is greatly exaggerated. I just like adding convenience to my space when I can. I don't think that's crazy.
Convenience like shimmying into your bed and sleeping next to a keyboard.
Well, okay, that was... I got a PS2, and it wouldn't connect to any of my monitors, but I have this old 50-inch TV that had the red, yellow, white cables, but I don't have anywhere to put it, so I just have a 50-inch TV on my floor, and I have to just drag it down the room.
Like a 50-inch CRT screen or like a flat one?
No. It's like a flat one, but it was like kind of a newish, like when they were new, so it still has those output cables.
Like composite?
But yeah, exactly. But then I also still have the structure for when I used to have to set up a pillow fort to record. So I still have my cabinet there, too. So I have to kind of go between the cabinet and the 50-inch whenever I try to get in the bed. I need to move one of them.
God damn.
It's an obstacle course.
You need a studio apartment. That's what your life
you think so?
Is leading towards.
Yeah. One day. Maybe that'll be the dream. That'll be the peak.
Just everything in one room.
Yeah. This is incredible. Just yelling in the middle of the space.
I'm imagining the apartment from Big, where you've got like vending machines and a trampoline and just kitchen equipment all over the place.
I'd love some vending machines. That sounds good. How much is a vending machine? You can just buy those,
right?
You
can absolutely buy them, and I think you should.
What would you put in yours?
Oh, I mean, peanut M&Ms, obviously.
Yeah.
It's on the list. I think you'd want a variety of bags of chips and M&Ms. I hear sirens now. My building might actually be on fire.
Ben's posted I can hear sirens too. Hold on, before you burn up though. $3,400. That's expensive, but it's probably worth it. It's an entire pantry right there. That's all the food you need.
How quickly would you make that back? I guess you're getting like wholesale price on the stuff in it,
and you're selling it to yourself.
That's true. You wouldn't make it back.
Did we lose Andrew? Did he burn up?
I think he's burning up.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Okay, so it's ad read time, but this one is a little different than the normal one. This is me talking to you about the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's a podcast that you really probably should be listening to. And I know that every day somebody tells you that you just have to listen to some podcast, usually mine, and you did a good job because here you are listening to it right now. Thank you. Well, let's pay it forward, right? Let's go check out Jordan's show, which Apple named as one of its best in 2018. Think about that for a second. In 2018, it was one of the best. It's 2021 now. He's had 3 years to get better. That's scary. That's like when LeBron made his jump. Actually, LeBron was always good, but there was a jump in there when he went from leading a team to a bad team to the playoffs to becoming some consider the GOAT. Anyway, Jordan, I think he's had a similar leap in the last 3 years. So maybe check that out. It's aimed at making you a better informed, more critical thinker so you can get a sense of how the world actually works. And then you come to your own conclusions about what's happening, even inside your own brain where they can't get to you. Unless this is 1984, in which case they're listening to you right now. Each episode is a conversation with a different fascinating guest, and when I say there's something for everyone here, I really do mean it. In one episode, Jordan talks to a hostage negotiator from the FBI who offers techniques on how to get people to like and trust you. That sounds useful. It sounds disturbing. It sounds like something Gus would like. I'm pretty sure he does. Another episode tells the story of a cinematographer who discovered a lost city in the jungle, and he made one of the most important archaeological finds of the century. That's very Drew Saplin. I'm sure he's into that episode. So you can see there's a lot for everybody. So hopefully you can see where I'm going with this. I think Jordan's show has got a pretty broad appeal. He's focused on pulling useful, practical insights out of his guests, and we're not talking about pop psychology, wishy-washy self-help stuff here, you know, stuff like I'm into. This is real, substantive, like...
wisdom that you can use to legitimately change your mind and improve your life from this, like right away, honestly. And if that's not worth checking out, I think it is. Let's just say that. I think it's worth checking out. So we really enjoy this show, and we think you probably will too. So if you get a chance, search for The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R-B-I-N-G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. The greatest love story ever told should be the one between your butt and your toilet. And if you're not there yet, it's probably because you haven't discovered and fallen in love and pledged your undying allegiance to Hello Tushy. There's nothing more romantic than love's true kiss, aka Hello Tushy's gentle spray to clean your little butthole. This Valentine's season, why don't you get a gift for the person you love the most? Your anus. The future of toileting has arrived. And, well, okay, it's been around for a while. We've talked about this. Bidets have existed for centuries in other countries, but they've been very expensive and very bourgeois. And America, we're finally catching up. And if you're in another country and you're listening to this and you're laughing at us, but listen, we're getting there as fast as we can. And we're going to get there faster because of the Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment. It's going to level the playing field. It's stylish. It's eco-friendly. It's easy to install. It's affordable. It's romantic. So thanks to Hello Tushy 3.0, you don't just have to clean your butt with boring old sandpaper, toilet paper, blah. You can shoot Cupid's clean water arrows straight up your anus and freshen your world. Do it. Do it today. Do it for the rump you love to hump. This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Hello Tushy. If not for yourself, give it for your loved one. You'll both appreciate it. You'll both love it. Your buttholes will thank you. Go to hellotushy.com/face. to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners, so go to hellotushy.com/face for 10% off.
So where's Eric today? Why is he missing out on Andrew dying?
I think he had a appointment with a urologist or an anal fissure, something like that. I don't know. I think it was hemorrhoidal, right? Like he has that chronic hemorrhoidal problem.
It was nice of him to forward his doctor's appointment to you, just so you were in on it.
And then it, HIPAA, you know. And then it, I guess it got infected from the duty, from the bad duties. And then, I think they created some sort of a fissure or like staph infection type thing. And so he needed to go get that lanced. I think what they have to do is they have to go in right near his anus where it's almost like a boil, and they have to lance it. And there's gonna be a lot of pus in there, dude.
God!
And they squeeze all that out, and then they have this like long, thin string that they have. It's because it creates like an abscess inside of his butthole, or like next to the butthole, right? It's not in his butthole; it's near his butthole. And they have to pack it with gauze, so it's like this long, thin gauze that you stick in there, and then because that's to help it heal naturally and then not get infected, and then they have to pull the gauze out like every 48 hours or so, which is super painful, and then pack it in with new gauze until his butthole, the abscess slowly heals from the inside and pushes the gauze out until he doesn't need it anymore, and then he'll be fine.
He'll be back for the next one though in 40 minutes.
Wait a second. Wait, that was about me? We're talking about me and where I'm
at? No, we were talking about somebody else.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Hey, are you okay? Are you alive? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I smelled a little bit of smoke, but I'm sure like it's fine. I don't think it's an issue.
Okay.
I think I'd smell a lot more smoke.
The fire alarm's still not going off, right?
No, it stopped.
And the sirens have stopped.
Yeah, the siren stopped, so
man,
I think I'm good.
Face myself.
It's about time.
Proofing the previous episode that went up, where Andrew just did a bunch of cyberpunk spoilers, and I realized that I'm going to have to listen to that, because no other bastard gives notice on these. If there's like a glaring error, I'm going to have to listen to the spoiler. Got it spoiled for me in post.
Just beat the fucking game real fast. I'm on the last mission. I've done everything in the game, with the exception of one glitched mission, so now I have to beat it. I got nothing left to do.
Speaking of previous episodes,
yeah,
that reminds me. Thank you, Gavin, because I want to clean some stuff up from the last one we recorded.
Okay.
I told a story about how I spent the year 2000, Christmas Eve, watching XXX, went very into detail about it, a fond memory of mine. XXX came out in 2002. I was just way off. I don't know. I don't know how nobody, typically that'd be like a thing Eric would notice, I feel like. I just had the year completely wrong. I have no clue how I spent the year 2000, Christmas Eve.
Wait, so wait, but you said Christmas Eve. So was it New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve?
Or New Year's Eve. I just missed it.
So you have no idea how you rung in Y2K.
No clue all, but I am so confident in that recording of how I did it, and I've spent my entire life thinking that's
how
I did it.
He had a screener.
Yeah.
Before they shot it.
I did. I did. I had a 2-year screener before they shot it. The second thing I wanted to bring up relating to that was I was talking about elevator buttons and my confusion with them. I feel like I did a bad job explaining it, so I wanted to give a visual example of what I was talking about.
That is what you were talking about.
Yeah. But you see how, like, it goes 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 on the left side and then 2, 4, 6, 8, yeah, 10 on the right? If we're playing a game or just how my brain views this, if they say, okay, you're on the 10th floor, go to the floor below you, I will click the 8th button.
But
I'll go down to 8. I won't go down
to
9.
In the right picture, they're flipped. So would you think that the 4th floor is right below the 2nd floor?
In the flip scenario, if I was on the 4th floor, my brain would break. They're like, go down a floor. I'd probably click 2 and be very confused. Or I'd click 6.
I don't think I've ever seen the flipped scenario where the numbers go
down. Yeah, I don't
think
I have.
That's ridiculous.
That is
ridiculous. I also don't think...
But that is just...
You did a poor job explaining this very simple concept at all. Totally got what you were saying.
Okay. It was just, there have been a few weeks where I feel like I was very clear and there was a lot of confusion around it. So I just want to clear up, give a visual example.
Well, speaking of past episodes, I think there are two things we need to deal with that are important house cleaning issues. And I'm afraid if we don't do it right now, we'll pump it to the next episode, which isn't a big deal for us because that happens in 20 minutes. But for the audience, it'll be another week. We need to pick a fucking baseball card that is going to be the object of our focus. And... based on the Slack conversation we had earlier, and what I'm a little concerned about, we also need to address the autographing of the insert cards that go with the new black baseball bats we bought.
Yeah. Agreed. I think we do the baseball card first.
Okay, do the baseball card first. All right.
I feel like picking a very specific Zimmer card might be tough. There's not a lot of Zimmer manager cards on the market. I feel like it just needs to specifically be a manager Zimmer card.
So you think it could be any manager Zimmer card?
Any Zimmer zone manager card, I think, is acceptable because there's not a lot. He has a lot more player cards than he does manager cards.
From what I can tell, he's only got cards 88, 89, 90, 91, and 92 are the player cards. Of those, I thought 90 and 91 were the funniest, or 91 and 92 were the funniest. But if that's the way you want to go with it, that's fine. But I will say that opens this, that takes us from potentially about 3 million available cards to probably more like 12 million, which maybe that's a good thing.
Well, you say that there's not actually that many available to get. Like, is how would we find these cards? Like, they were made.
Another thing that's annoying. Well, they're so common that they're going to be like in common boxes at card shops. It's like when you go, I don't know if you've ever done this, if you ever went to card shops when you were a kid, but you go to the card shop or the comic shop and there's like the bargain box that's got like 99 cent cards. They're all in there. But I have also looked it up on eBay, and some motherfuckers, somebody is selling a 1991 Topps Desert Shield Don Zimmer PSA 10 for $900. So,
are you serious?
But most of them are about $1 to $2. So
is that the most expensive Zimmer?
Oh, it has to be, dude. It has to be. And that's only because that Desert Shield thing was like a special super limited thing. If you want to do all the Zimmer cards, just get a Zimmer manager card. I'm okay with that. Gavin, how do you feel? Do you want to go Zimmer? And if so, do you want to go all manager cards or just one?
Does it have to be a card? Could it be a book?
We can buy every copy of his book.
Andrew said he wrote a book. I thought it was amazing. What the hell's that book about?
I have no clue. I couldn't care less. It's just like, that's a great book cover. I would buy that book.
I'm going to guess it's about baseball.
You think so? Why is Don Zimmer, is he a violent guy? Because I share that photo of him. I share that photo of him just fighting somebody on the field for reasons I don't know. I'll post it in the Discord. Maybe my favorite Don Zimmer photo.
It looks like he's losing.
He's just attacking a man. Oh, he's definitely losing because he's fucking 80. But the fact that he's trying to throw hands with this guy, I
also,
love it.
His center of gravity, it looks like it should be really good because of his very low-hanging crotch. But his hat is being like pushed into his eyes.
Where's that from the Red Sox? He's
it looks like he's losing a fight with Ed Helms.
I didn't think about that. It's really embarrassing to have your own hat weaponized against you.
Like, it's like when Jackie Chan would like pull people's shirts over their heads and then punch them through it. But yeah, it's like a baseball manager equivalent.
It looks like somebody's beating up Ed Asner. Oh my god.
It does. There's no indication that that's Don Zimmer. He can't see shit.
And hand on the back of the head too. It's not even a shove away. It's like he's squeezing his head like an egg.
He's got complete head control. Don Zimmer's just desperately trying to feel.
I wonder if the whole fight was like that or whether that was an unfortunate still picture. I would love to see that entire fight.
I think that's the probably before things went wrong.
The next picture is him just on the ground.
He's like clutching his heart. Oh, is that Pedro Martinez? That is Pedro Martinez. That's great.
This is the book cover.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he's relaxed, Don. You're playing baseball. I don't know what we're doing.
All right. How about this? I'm going to go a couple ways with this. Ultimately, yes, I think it could be a book. I think maybe we just say that as of this moment, we rule the domain of Zim and all things Zim are considered face collectibles. But there is a little bit of power into specifying, if only for, I realize the thing we could game today that doesn't make any sense really, but I bet would confuse a community. The mm-hmm. number one like place to go to read about baseball card news, basketball card news is a website called Cardboard Connection. I go there all the time. And they have a what's hot section that shows like the top 10 hottest players across sports. Like right now, number one is Ja Morant. Number two is Connor McDavid. Number three is Tom Brady, obviously. And if you click on the real-time hot list to see how they get it, it's sorted by how many people are watching a certain card on eBay. Like there's three, like on baseball, the number one hot baseball player on the site is Mickey Mantle because there's 310 people watching this Mickey Mantle card. That would be a really easy, funny thing to game where if suddenly sites like Cardboard Connection,
everyone's watching the same card.
Everybody's watching Don Zimmer's 1991 Topps manager card and nobody knows why. So just like something that. To think about.
The problem is that card, like this, unless we do like the Desert Shield, because what if the card sells, then the listing goes away, right? That'd be my concern.
Yeah, but most of the listings are like 7-day listings.
Okay, so we're going for like a very specific moment in time. We have a week of Zimmer taking over.
Or we just declare war on all things non-Zimmer related. And we just say, like, if you're a face fan, go to the streets, shout Zimmer from the rooftops, fucking watch every Zimmer eBay auction, talk about Zimmer all over the place, and just like do a full frontal assault on Zimmer across the board. And instead of localizing it to one card, we just awake the Zimmer Kraken, as it were.
I feel like he would support the largest assault we can. I would also just like to throw into the mix that he wrote a second book, and it's just as good. It's like he's
the
killed
Zen
somebody
of
and he's
Zim.
Telling you not the Zen of Zim, baseballs, beanballs, and bosses, which is a great continuation. And it's like he is, you've witnessed him strangle somebody to death and he's telling you to not come.
Yeah.
Is the expression God. He has in his face.
Forward by Lou Piniella. I love it.
So Zen of Zim also on the thing. I think it's a way better book title. I don't know what, I think the A Baseball Life is probably the funnier cover, but the Zen of Zim, baseballs, beanballs, and bosses is just fantastic.
So can we just say all things Zim then? Just go with
that.
Is
that too
broad? See where it goes. It's pretty broad, but I mean, from what I can tell, there's two books and four baseball cards in circulation. So I don't know.
I think
get watching.
It has to be. I really like your idea. Yeah, maybe watching is better because that's just like a click.
Yeah.
Right. Because it would be if we did a book, it would be like people would have to buy the book because it would be funny to try and like get it.
I think you may be overestimating how many face viewers have an eBay account though.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's possible.
It's not 2003.
That's a great point.
That's true. It's totally possible. Although I'm on eBay 7 days a week now, thanks to...
Jeff is buying a towel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I am.
A towel?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a tool of the trade, Gavin. Don't ask questions.
I'm buying... Okay. I bid on a Marcus Smart rookie card. And you know how they have... We talk, Gavin, about relic cards. Well, they have like a little bit of jersey or a piece of a shoe. Well, this one is just a towel. But it's called... it's called a tool of the game. And Andrew takes umbrage with the idea that a towel is a tool for a basketball player. So
it's a ridiculous
It's very ridiculous.
They clearly just wanted to put something in that had no value. We'll give you a towel. You pose with this towel, we'll cut it up.
It's fucking it's one step up from a sock. And I say that as a man who's had a rich history of sock. Okay.
Nobody would challenge
so,
that. So I feel like we're more confused than we were when
I
we started.
I do too.
Something.
I just
we have so many good
I just
choices.
Think some Zim baseball cards, if you can collect a Zim, as many as you want. I do think we'll have more success if we pick one.
Well, maybe the Instagram, we can pick one and the Instagram will let everyone know.
That's a good point.
Because by the time this comes out, any listings from now will be over. So we need to sort of do it at the time this posts.
Yeah. So that's a great
that
call.
That is a great
Let's
point.
Do so when this comes out. Follow. Go to Face Pod on Instagram, and the official Zim card to hunt will be there. How about that?
Okay. All right.
And then nobody will do it, and it'll fall flat on its face.
That'd be funny. I'd like that more.
Can I be completely honest? Jeff, that I was surprised when you told me the price of that Zimmer card, because I had thought about, I searched Don Zimmer manager cards on eBay, and there were like 20 cards, and I think the most expensive one under those search terms is like $50 maybe. I thought about buying every Don Zimmer card just to hoard the supplies before we even started. Didn't do it, but I considered it. I thought
you're not the only one that considered it. Trust me.
You're also looking to buy just to own the
market.
I'm in the market.
Yeah, I'm in the market for some. This is gonna be the next GameStop play right here. It's gonna be Don Zimmer cards.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to own all the shares of
Zim. Oh my god!
Before it became
Other thing we got to do is we got it. So we're getting 300. I thought it was 400, but it's 300. Andrew bats made black bats.
Yeah, but they're 400 cards, though. I don't think the bats necessarily matter. I think we do all the
cards. We do all the cards, so some people...
I think so.
But the cards are paired with the bats. I see. Okay,
I understand
okay.
It's just it's an annoyance thing.
Yeah, okay. So we get 400 cards made. I, last time, signed 50 cards, and then I hand-burned 50 bats. I'm obviously not going to ever do that again. Or at least not today. But we do need to have somebody sign those cards. Mallory wants to know how to split it up. Andrew had an idea. Would you like to present us with your idea, Andrew?
I feel like the best, if we're going to distribute it, we should do it in a content way. So I thought it could be fun. And I haven't even told you guys about this. I had this idea later. We would do a vote, because voting really popular right now. That episode just aired with the vote. I was surprised how many people think I was solely to blame. I think that's a ridiculous thing. But voting is really big right now. So I figured we could all vote. The three of us could vote, and we'll distribute it in 300, 99, and 1. So whoever has the majority vote for this will have to sign 300 of those fucking cards.
So
the next two will move on to a pick a number game.
That's interesting. Ahead. So you're creating a scarcity. You're essentially creating a parallel model here where somebody will sign 300 of the base card, and then somebody will sign 99 of the SP card or the rare print card and the short print card. And then somebody else will sign one SSP card or super short print card. Okay.
Yes.
I love
this
idea.
That's a great thing to bring up. Yeah. That was something I forgot to even mention. There's sort of that natural, limited quality to cards when you have a variant. So it creates that on top of, we get the screw.
So how do we vote?
It'll be fine. So that's what I was thinking. Initially, I was going to say that we submit, Eric is now here. I didn't expect Eric to be here. He said he was going to miss
this.
Back
from the doctor.
So I was going to say,
hey, Eric, real fast. How's the issue that Gavin was describing to us that you got checked out?
It's been worse, but now the doctor helped make it better.
but it's not all the way done.
He repacked the gauze. See, that's what I was telling you about, Gavin. When you have to pack the abscess with gauze to keep it from festering on the inside. Yeah.
I love, by the way, how you just continue to roll with that, Eric, even though Jeff addressed you by his dog's name.
I did, Eric. Yeah. I said Arrow, but I meant Eric. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's just like, I don't know how your brain works. I assume that's the, like, the synapse fired and got close enough.
Close enough. So close enough. You're right. That's 100% correct. It's all about intent.
So we're voting here. Is that what?
So, yeah. So this is what I think we could do. This is what I think makes the most sense. We'll go Jeff, Gavin, then myself. Jeff and I will go. We will deafen ourselves. Gavin, you make your vote. You say you
vote. But what am I actually voting for?
In the general. Who will vote, or who will have to sign 300 of the cards? That's phase one is this. So Jeff and I will deafen ourselves so we can't hear. You say who you're voting for. Then you just post in general that you voted. Then you deafen yourself. Jeff, you undeafen yourself. You say your vote, and then I'll do the same. And we'll just go through. And then Eric can tell us what the votes were, because we.
All right, so I'm gonna take like my headphones off right now. Then, and when Gavin makes a,
why would you take? There's a
no.
There's a button you
deafen
can click.
Deafen in Discord.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll
do
see
it.
That you've done it.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna deafen.
I vote Jeff.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Gavin has voted.
Okay.
And now Gavin, you deafen.
And now it's my turn to vote.
Yeah. Go ahead and vote.
Okay, I vote for Gavin.
Okay, and you can deafen now, Jeff. Okay, Andrew. Who do you vote for?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I orchestrated all of this. Uh-huh. I made a private text deal with both Jeff and Gavin to vote for the other guy. The thing is, since I organized all of this, the most obvious face thing to do would be they both vote me, because then I just fucked myself and created this whole situation where I now have to do the most work. Mm-hmm. So it really becomes a question to me, assuming they both are going with the deals we made, of who do I want to go in the next round against, and I'm going to have to say Jeff, because the man can't even put on socks. He's incapable of cutting his nails.
So your vote...
So assuming this doesn't... My vote is for Jeff.
You're voting for Jeff.
Yeah, but I see no way in which they don't just ignore the deal we made and vote for me.
Okay, so your vote is for Jeff.
My vote is for Gavin.
Your vote...
Sorry. Vote is for Gavin.
Okay, now your vote is for... So when I asked you three times if your vote was for Jeff and you said yes every time...
No, I wasn't...
What you meant is that was not your vote.
I wanted... No, vote is for Gavin. I want to take Jeff with me to the next round, assuming that
so your vote is for Gavin.
My vote is for Gavin. Yes.
Okay, you're
Gavin
locked in. I've let them
I'm
know to undeafen.
I'm undeafened.
That took so fucking long, and then when I asked him three times, is this who you're voting for? He told me yes over and over, and then I said, are you sure? And kept going, and then he went, wait, hang on. And then he changed. So,
what? All right, hold on. Before we get any further in this, so we've all voted for round one.
Okay.
This is for the sap sucker idiot who's going to have to sign their name 300 times, right?
Yes.
I also noticed we're at 53 minutes. Don't you think this would be a great place to end the episode?
Oh, cliffhanger?
Cliffhanger?
Wow.
Have we ever done a cliffhanger?
What an unsatisfying ending.
Yeah, I feel we have to reveal this vote. And then
I think we will reveal this
opening
vote
of the next
week.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
No, because what if... Here's the thing, Jeff. The problem with that fucking vote is we don't know if it's split. I mean, we could have a tie.
It's true,
vote,
but it's
speaking.
Only annoying. It's only going to be a problem for the audience. We're going to find out the answer immediately.
That fucking sucks.
It doesn't inconvenience us in any way whatsoever. It only...
I don't know. I think that's placing the audience on the wrong side of face.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we gotta give this. Wait.
Can we take a vote on if we should reveal it now or in the next episode?
All right, you guys deafen.
No, there's no deafening. Okay. You can just tell us.
I'm gonna deafen.
No, don't deafen.
All right, so yes, it... What does the vote mean? Is yes, we reveal, or yes, we hold? Yes, we reveal. What?
Okay.
So, do you want to reveal the vote now or next episode?
All right, Gavin, go.
Well, wait, just before we...
Well, Andrew, go. What?
Go ahead, Gavin.
Is it public vote?
Yeah, public vote. Absolutely.
I vote we do it this episode.
Okay, Andrew.
I vote we do it this
episode. Okay, Jeff.
I vote we do it this episode.
You vote you do it this episode? Yeah. Wait, what was the point of all this?
Well, I was already outvoted. 2-1.
Why? I have a... Dude, I'm in this. I have a vote.
We should have deafened.
And...
Jeff, I have a vote.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on, though. But then here's the thing. I was only going down this road playing devil's advocate because Gavin liked the idea.
All right, let's reveal it now, apparently. Jesus Christ.
Okay, 1 second.
Wait, what would you have voted for?
I
would have voted for whatever Jeff voted for, so that way it had to come down to Ben, a guy who's just here to record the episode.
I vote no.
It's too late.
It is way too late, Jeff.
We have a decisive vote
Hey, before you get to the vote, can I reveal a secret that I bet you guys didn't know?
Yes.
While we've been sitting here this entire podcast, I ate an entire salad, and I don't think anybody heard me or knew it.
I think you're out of your fucking mind because I was going to come on earlier and just say, why are you eating on the podcast?
Yeah, there was definitely one thing you said that was like,
you know.
You timed the rest of the chews pretty well, I got to say.
Thank you. All right, Andrew, continue.
No, I think we're waiting for the vote now.
Oh, are we doing? Okay, so.
Which vote?
This is the vote for who is signing the 300.
Who's signing the 300?
Okay. Now, Andrew took a very long time and had a lot to say because he took, apparently he had secret text messages with both of you to figure out what this was and vote for the other person.
Yeah, I assumed as much.
Ultimately, I will reveal that the person who will be signing the 300 cards is Gavin.
Oof. That's a knife in my back from Andrew Panton. I guess it wasn't undeserved entirely, but
now
that is
I will say,
filth.
If you go back,
that
if you
is
go back,
filth.
Listen to this episode when you can, when Kelly posts it for us, which is editing, because he said Jeff's name 3 times, and I kept saying, "So you're voting for Jeff?" And then at the third time, he went, "Oh wait, I meant Gavin."
I rephrased the question in my head. I thought you were asking who do I want it? Like, who am I voting to take with me to the next round? I know. It's stupid. Listen, I apologize, Gavin. I deals with both of you. I honestly assumed you would both just vote me because that'd be the biggest face because I organized this and that it would go against
me. No, I was going along with our usual 37 episodes of somewhat of an alliance, and it's permanently... gone. The bridge exploded.
Okay. No, you stabbed me in the back twice, first
debatable.
Of all, recently. Second of all, it is debatable. We're doing a number guessing game next, and Jeff can't put on his fucking socks. There's no way that he's going to remember what numbers he said. I just felt like you'd be better at the next game, even though it's a game of complete
luck.
But
you took me out of it.
I felt like, yeah, I'm going against Jeff because I think you'd be better at it. And I don't want to do the 99. I ideally want to only have to sign one. So that was mainly why I went against you. I deals with both of you. I thought a lot about it, and I determined that with Jeff's sock issue, he would be less of a competitor in the random.
But now I've got to ask Jeff why. Why me?
Thanks for listening to Face, everybody. Oh, tune in next week to find out who signs the 99, who signs the 1, and why I voted against Gavin. although I would think that the answer would be pretty clear. Hey, if you want to support us in a dollars and cents kind of way, maybe buy a fuck hat or keep your eyes open for a black baseball bat.
Are they back in stock?
Or maybe buy a Gerpel shirt or Ian Pocket Tee or, I don't know, buy a product from one of the people we do ad reads for. Or maybe just set your money on fire and take a picture of it. Don't do that. Anyway, 5 stars, rate and like and subscribe and ring the bell and say hello to the bell, and the bell's your friend, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Bye.